Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me if they are appreciated. It's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread. Thank you for all your edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You always preach the truth with the love and joy you have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere in Maranatha.
Hi, Pastor Rice and Overcomer Ministry. This is Roberta Navarrete in Anaheim, California. Yeah, I was just listening to Brother Stair on the radio, on the phone, and this young man called in, and he was saying that he had a friendly admonition for Brother Stair about that he's a Roman Catholic, and he said a few things, which is what the church believes, but Brother Stair wasn't happy about it. It wasn't a mean call or anything, the man that called in. It was very respectful, and he gave some of his Bible verses, but I guess he's a little upset about some people talk about the Roman Catholic Church all the time. I just want to say people have a misconception about the church. They say, oh, they pray to Mary and the saints and the angels. They do, some people, but you don't have to. That's your personal choice if you want to do it or not. You're not forced to do it by the religion. The only thing you're really supposed to do is go to church on Sunday. That's a holy day of obligation. And then they have now only three other holy days of obligation, which is Christmas, Easter, and the Assumption of Maria on August 15th. But the church doesn't even exist anymore. The Roman Catholic Church is gone. It became the Universal Church. They changed it. It doesn't exist anymore. Pope Francis, and then now the new Pope, Pope Leo, they outlawed it. They banned it. So it doesn't exist anymore. So the conversation, it really shouldn't even be taking place because there isn't any Roman Catholic Church anymore. Yeah, but I just want to say when it was there's a lot of misconceptions about the church. That they don't respect the Bible or they don't encourage Bible reading. It's not true. We have a lot of Bible reading. Right now I've turned Lutheran because it's either that or Orthodox Christian, and the church service for the Orthodox Christian, even though it's beautiful, it's a lot different than the Roman Catholic. The Lutheran is almost identical to the Roman Catholic Church. Also the Presbyterian and the Methodist churches, their worship service, church service, is exactly the same order as the Roman Catholic. And the Roman Catholic originally came from synagogue worship in Israel and temple worship in Jerusalem. So the first Christian believers were Jewish, and so they didn't know anything except the synagogue worship and the temple worship. And that's what the Roman Catholic worship was based on. So there's a lot of misconceptions about the Roman Catholic Church. You don't have to pray in front of statues. You don't have to pray to angel saints or Mary. You don't. That's just not true. But it doesn't even exist anymore. So the conversation doesn't really matter anymore. Yeah. Anyway, the first church was the Roman Catholic, and it was only church for 400 years, around 400 A.D., these groups of people, some, not a lot, but they're called the Anabaptists, A-N-A, Baptist, Anabaptists. They left the Roman Catholic and went into the valleys of Switzerland, and they started worshiping their own way they wanted to, and so that was the first group, not a big group, but. And then in 954, almost 1,000 years after Jesus on the earth, came the Orthodox and the Roman Catholic split. And then in 1531, Martin Luther, and that was a split there with the Lutheran and Martin Luther. So the church gave us the Bible, not the Bible gave us the church. And there's so many wonderful things about the Roman Catholic and the liturgical churches, and they usually really believe almost 100% the same. The Orthodox, the Roman Catholic, the Lutheran, very similar. The Anglican, Episcopalian, very similar beliefs. These are from the beginning of the church. Anyway, I just thank you for listening to me, but I just don't want any hard feelings, you know, about different denominations. We should be uniting. In these last days, we should be uniting. There's very few of us true Christians left. People are leaving the Christian religion. Oh my gosh, the great apostasy is going on. It's terrible. So the last of us that are left, we need to stand together, regardless of, you know, if we bow at church or we stand or we sit or whatever, go on our face before God. Whatever your form of worship, we love Jesus, and that's what matters, and the Holy Trinity. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you, Brother Stair. I just wanted to make that comment. Love you all over there at Overcomer Ministry. Thank you, Pastor Rice, for everything. Love you all. Bye, dears.
The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Blessed is the man who puts his trust in him. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Blessed is the man who puts his trust in him. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. All right, we've lost some items. Channel locks and vice grips and screwdriver. Multiple screwdriver. All right. If you find it, box it, Sears, and send it home. Terry's missing those items. They're all together. Is that good? All right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. Help us to walk worthy, O God. Give us grace sufficient. Surely you will do it. That we glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. I would speak as the oracles of God for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. To God be the glory. In all things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Blessed is the man who puts his trust in him. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. In the beginning was the Word. In the end, amen. Thank you, Lord. A candle in the darkness. The life of Shabbat's body. How about it? Shabbat Bati was 13 years old when he became convicted of his life's purpose, to serve the poor and the persecuted. He was 42 when he was assassinated for persistently doing exactly that. The years in between are a testament to a life of single-minded dedication to his calling. They are also an invitation to pass on the flame of a fallen hero and carry on Shabazz's crucial mission. Working toward a future free from persecution and violence for everyone. No, that won't be. That won't. So he died. If he died for that, shame on him. Now, I don't want to take anything, but this is the kind of stuff. This is the world that we live in. This is from a magazine called Liberty, and it's all about Christian principles and rights and liberties. All right? But it really don't talk about them. I read it right out of the book. His crucial mission, and then colon. That means what follows that is his crucial mission. That's what the colon means. The Bible is full of colons. Absolutely. It's written in that fashion. Once you read one thing and the next thing opens it up and the next thing line upon line, priest upon priest, here a little, there a little. Of course, if you start out wrong, you end up wrong. So you build on the true foundation. Build on the solid rock. All right? This is not built on the solid rock. Of course, he's lauded and respected and all that because he laid down his life for it. That's not good enough. Huh? The jihadists, they lay down their lives too. Y'all know that? Don't be afraid to lay your life down. You know, he laid down his life for us. Huh? And if he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So our mission is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, or to believe on him. Hallelujah. It's given unto us to believe on him. And because it's given on him to believe on, we know it incurs persecution. So we're not going to try to get rid of the persecution. Then we won't believe on it. That makes sense? Well, see, he missed that in his deal. And many people that read this and like it, they miss it too. Because they have a different mindset. Different concept. Praise the Lord. So, which talks about the necessity for us to stay in the way, prove all things, and have our hearts, you know, aright. Be steadfast, because the world is full of this stuff. Full of it. Don't you be full of it. All right? Now, that does sound commendable, doesn't it? Y'all want to hear it again? All right. 13 years old when he began convicted of his life's purpose. I remember when I was 13, I didn't have much life's purpose. Not much conviction either. I'm telling the truth. Oh, I'd heard about Jesus, but not much conviction. That came later. I have conviction now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that came from God. I didn't work it up, you know. And I have conviction because I've failed many times, miserably. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. I've went down many paths that led to nowhere. Yeah. Not you. I see. Well, y'all keep running. That's why I have conviction. Hallelujah. I've only found one that's tried and true, that I can always depend on, always lean on, always help me. The other avenues, I couldn't find that. They promised great things, but they never delivered. So at 13, I didn't have much going on except seeking my own. Thank you, Lord. Of course, I've done it after that, too. See? So his life purpose to serve the poor and the persecuted. He was 42. That's not a very long life. Of course, they die younger than that, too. But to die at 42, not just to die, though, I think assassinated. That's a different kind of death. You know, like, what's that young man they made all the talk about, Kirk? Charlie Kirk. Along the same lines. He wasn't in the camp with us. No, you could tell by his associations. Well, they still shouldn't have shot the man or whatever, because we shouldn't do that. But we're in this world, and things like that will happen. Everybody that's assassinated is not perfect and upright. Y'all know that, don't you? Likewise, everyone that's not assassinated is not perfect and upright. Well, we can't get into heaven because we're assassinated, you know. We can go in the fire furnace, still go to hell. Okay. So, persecuted, that's, praise God. That's not something that we rejoice in or whatever. Thank you, Lord. The years in between are a testament to a life. Now, I want my life to be, how about you, a testament to Jesus Christ? You know, the testimony of Jesus Christ, or the testimony of God? That what we endeavor? All right. Is that our endeavor? All right. Praise the Lord. We need God's help. They are also an invitation to pass on the flame of a fallen hero. That means somebody else to pick up the mantle and go with it. If we're going to fight so that we can eliminate persecution, unfair treatment in the world. Now, that's why people picket. That's why they protest in front of the abortion clinic. That's not the work of God. Absolutely not. But many are deceived thereby. What that's called is heresy. Okay. Hallelujah. And there must be. Wherever there's a truth, there is a false. Hallelujah. There's a true cause. Yeah. And it's the cause of Christ. He didn't come to, in his venture on earth, to do away with the persecution. He came to be a partaker of it. You understand? Y'all don't know that that was his purpose? Y'all ain't coming along with me. How about, let's find the account, Luke chapter 24. You know, when he was risen from the dead, walking down the road to Emmaus with these two men, and they're walking along, they're sad. And he said, what's wrong with y'all? Why y'all talk like this? What? And why are you sad? Why are your countenance fallen? They said, man, you don't know what's happened. And they went on to explain that. But the end of it is Jesus said, man, you fools, slow of heart, to believe all the prophets, not to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered? That's why he came. He didn't come to do away with the suffering. He came to be a partaker of the suffering. And if we be in Christ, we come to be a partaker of it. Understand? And it's just anti-Christ to work to do away with all the persecution. Yes, it is. If Jesus had done that, he'd had no cause. He'd show up and couldn't find no cross. Hey, no suffering. What would he do? He wouldn't save you. Because he found the suffering. He found the persecution. He found it. Yes, he did. He found that cross. Thereby, we are saved. Now, we're partakers of all that Christ is. Don't forget that. So, us working to do away with what we're called to is just foolish. Again, this anti-Christ. Of course, it's what normally happens. You know, reproof of instruction. Well, we sort of shy away from it. Reproof, rebuke. Oh, yeah, don't rebuke me, man. We can say it in several ways. You won't fool God. But Jesus said he chastens and rebukes those he loves. Then we must be loved of God. Don't complain about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't try to do away with it. We're going to do away with all this reproof and rebuke. Really? That's Antichrist too. But the point I'm making is how the world is saturated with such things in one form or another. It does sound real good. You've got churches who feed the poor. Nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. and vote for a good politician. It, you know, even that in its, how can you say that? People that are in Christ, they live the life of Christ or yield that life, the life of Christ is manifest in them. They don't do politics. This is what this is all about. That their work is through the legislation and influencing politicians. And that's not, our rights are protected without all this. Huh? They don't even tell us what our rights are. They try to, yeah, we got a right to be persecuted. Y'all want to hear this message? Now, we don't seek persecution. We seek the kingdom. It comes with persecution. See? That's how it is. If you're going to preach the gospel and say, yeah, we're seeking the kingdom, but we got to get rid of this persecution, then we speak with forked tongue, with double-minded. Persecution not a problem for us. We have need of it. Hallelujah. How about heresy? Yeah, we have need of it. Again, y'all want to hear what heresy is? Is anything contrary to sound doctrine? That's how you say it in the short. But I've got a longer definition here. A religious belief opposed to the orthodox doctrine of a church. Now, that's even deceptive in itself. A church. The church is better. See? A church is something of the world. There's only one church. There's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one God. See? And if we just hold to that, it would order our steps. But you understand, when you get moved away from any of these precepts, then you're walking in the one church. There's not a church over here. There's only one church. Huh? Well, it's the church of Jesus Christ. The church of the living God. The pillar and ground of the truth. Huh? The church that you're in. Now, after the truth, if a man is in the church, then he's in the church. They're counterfeits. They call them a church, but there's no salvation in them, no truth in them, no peace in them. There's many of them. Thank you, Lord. So here's a more drawn-out definition. A religious belief opposed to the orthodox doctrine of a church. See? See how there's deception in everything? Of course, it's written this way because they're the false, and this refers to the false. But when you speak of the true, it's not a church. Okay? Especially such a belief specifically denounced by the church. That's good language. And regarded as likely to cause schism. All right? Hallelujah. So, women preachers, that's not according to sound doctrine. Of course, that doesn't stop men. You know, they say, well, we'll just vote on it. Y'all know I'm speaking truth? How about this homosexual lifestyle? Is it godly or is it ungodly? Should it be permitted? What should we do about it? See? Well, why don't we just say God loves everybody and have them come on in? Mostly that's what they do. And they fill the pews. Any opinion. Again, see, this speaks of the world. In philosophy or politics, opposed to official or established views of doctrine. So they have their doctrine too, but their doctrine of men. Of course, they hold to them. They hold to their doctrine of men, and they contradict the commandments of God. Nevertheless, their allegiance is to their doctrines. See? Hallelujah. Well, what about, are there people of faith there in politics? Do you have Christian Democrats and Christian Republicans? Absolutely not. Another deception. That's a heresy. Absolutely. You want to look for a Christian, don't look in the Republican ranks. Don't look in the Democratic ranks. Don't look in the political realm. And we should look for Christians. Now we should. See? That's another one of our shortcomings. Huh? We won't look. We live in the world, but we don't mind living, you know, with the ungodly folk. All we say, oh, I missed y'all. I love to be with you all, but they don't make their way down here. Well, something's holding them, you know. I see. Praise the Lord. I just speak plainly, you know. Huh? Something's holding them. Praise the Lord. How'd you make your way here? I see. I guess if how we dick our way here, maybe they would deceive us. But since we made our way here, we do know how we did it, huh? I know how I did it. It was the Lord's doing, but hallelujah. He put a faith in me that said, you'd rather suffer affliction with God's people. Yes. That's the faith that Moses had. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. Any opinion in philosophy and or politics, and in philosophy and politics, there's opinions. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, there are none. See? So Brother Stair would always make note of that. What's your take? What kind of talk is that? What's your take? What's your opinion on what? And my opinion, like your opinion, worth nothing. We don't want to come into the knowledge of our opinions. We would come into the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. And the truth is not an opinion. Huh? It's not up for your approval or disapproval. Hallelujah. So, consequently, since we gave the definition of heresy, a heretic is one that professes or embraces any heresy. Well, that's far-reaching. That's far-reaching. More than we realize. Now, the Bible says after you admonish a guy, you know, a couple, three times, after that, just consider he's a heretic. Well, every time this gospel is preached, you know, we do preach the truth and Jesus Christ is named and the things of Christ are exalted and the hidden things of dishonesty are renounced. You know, you could scarcely listen to a sermon that does not talk about the denominational heresy or the fallacy of the pagan holidays, especially the top ones, Christmas and Easter. You can scarcely listen to a sermon. If you don't hear it in the word, you still hear it in the spirit. Yet it's not penetrated because there are some, it won't penetrate. Huh? Anybody endeavoring to defend the Catholic Church is not in the Church of Jesus Christ. Huh? Why would we stand in defense of the gospel, not in defense of the Catholic Church? The Catholic Church is an imposter. See what I'm saying? Now, those that are under that influence, they say, well, you really don't understand. You know, we don't all pray to Mary. That's optional. We can do it if we want to. If we don't, give me a break. Give me a break. Isn't this foolish talking? Thank you, Lord. It's full of heresies. First of all, it considers itself the church, number one heresy. And all the others follow under that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's only one church. It's not the Catholic Church. The church is universal. Absolutely. It's not defined by Catholic or Methodist or no. It's outside of that. So, I don't stand in defense of the Catholic Church or the Methodist or the Lutheran. The Bible does speak of a whore. Y'all know that? I guess it must be talking about, I don't know, what whore are they talking about? Really? Is there such a thing? Specifically, it says whore, W-H-O-R-E. So I guess it, how do you do that in the Greek? I see. Well, I think we all can agree on what the whore is. Huh? Praise the Lord. Untrue, unfaithful, unrighteous, imposter. That's what the Bible means by whore. The Catholic Church, how do they expound whore? They don't touch it. You know that. Just like thou shalt not make unto thee an engraven image. You know what they do? They take it right out of the commandment. You find the Ten Commandments that the Catholic Church sanctioned, you won't find that one in there. No, you won't. No, you won't. In your face. See what I mean? And how can folk miss that? Huh? Deception is so deceptive, isn't it? That we're susceptible to it. Our defense is the love for the truth. Hallelujah. Well, the fourth commandment they leave in there, but, you know, they don't do it. They said, well, instead of the seventh day, we ordain and maintain and institute the first day. Catholic Church, they take credit for it. Yeah. Amen. So, they said, see our authority? And all of my daughters, they follow my authority. See my Baptist daughters? See my Lutheran daughters? See my Church of God daughters? Huh? See my Pentecostal daughters? See? They said, to hell with God's word. We're going to give credence to the first day of the week. I'm not speaking right? And all the pagan holidays. We maintain because Christmas exalts Christ, it's right and we ought to do it. That's a lie. Christmas does not exalt Christ. Hallelujah. It's a Cain offering. But they say because, you know, we do it to honor Christ. To do things to honor Christ, it must be done in truth, in spirit and in truth. None of that in Christmas, no spirit nor truth. See? So how can it honor Christ? Well, many are deceived thereby. As much as is spoken on the broadcast, like I say, you could hardly listen to any broadcast that does not say it in word. And when it's not said in word, it's said in spirit. It talks about the whore. Yeah, yes, 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 yes. Which is a religious system. Which has permeated the whole world. Needful, though, because most of the world is going to hell. And this is their vehicle. A few there be that find the way to lead to life. They stay away from that vehicle. They don't get on that bus because it don't go to the right place. And its stop is everlasting damnation. Now, of course, the people don't. Oh, God. Deception is just deception. Thank you, Lord. The pilgrim's journey. That's the one we're on. We're pilgrims. That's because we're called out. You understand here? That means we're not to our home yet. Amen. So we're pilgrims and we're traveling through this. Huh? Amen. That's not our choice. Hallelujah. So Bunyan's book is called The Pilgrim's Progress. It's a very accurate depiction of the Christian journey. How do you know? I'm on it. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, to head this way, there was a burden on my back. Absolutely. And I didn't get rid of it till I got to the cross. There my burden rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. At the cross. So that's true. Of course, pitfalls before and after, and trials and affliction, temptations, persecutions. Thank you, Lord. Perils all along the way. And the element trying to call you back, ever what form they show it. Mainly your kinfolk and your work and the world. You know, the world said, come on over here. Oh, you can still be a Christian. Let's come on over here for it. You don't know that's not what the world says? Huh? And many are deceived thereby. You know. Hallelujah. Brother Richard told me about a video that someone sent him. And wisely he said, man, I'm not going to look into that. That's wisdom. Pride and arrogance is, let me look into this and find all the flaws in it. Y'all don't know that's where many get in trouble? That's when they get in trouble, when they try to evaluate their neighbor. Yeah, I know exactly what's working in Tim. It's just Jezebel's spirit combined with this spirit, and they're working this work. Y'all know that's, don't go down that road. Huh? Don't do that. Don't say I've never done it because you came too late to tell. See? So wisely he said, man, I'm not going to look into that. One of the things that helped him come to that conclusion is the source. See how simple that is? So that's why I'm going to say again, know them that labor among you. That consider the source, the things you've learned and whom you've heard them. The other things, don't waste your time looking into them. Huh? Just another avenue away from the truth. Just another form of distraction. Yeah, something to keep you moved away. Thank you, Lord. So the pilgrim journey often is depicted as a whitewashed, glamorized, worldly, fully known and widely accepted way to go. That's not so. No, but that's how it's presented. You know that. This book also said about how politicians use the scriptures. I told you that. And they use it, of course, deceptively. And the way they use it is America is a chosen, blessed nation, chosen of God. You know, when they use the scripture, if my people, well, they put the Americans in there. See how deceptive that is? And most Americans go for it. Well, if they are Americans, they go for it. If they're a Christian, they say, what kind of malarkey is this? My people, Americans? No. My people are tried people. They're persecuted people. They are despised and rejected people. Yeah. They have no continuing city here, but they look for one to come. But most folk, when they talk about Christians, they don't talk about the called out. No, they don't. No, they don't. So when you have conversation with them, if they say the same thing, they're not talking about the same thing. You understand? Because in their mind, you know, we're all God's people here. And we're all created equally. And, you know, we need to fight for everybody's rights. And, you know, get rid of persecution and unfair treatment. That won't happen. Now, neither will we get rid of any other stuff. The wars, the famines, none of that. The Lord will get rid of it when he comes. And if we claim we got some mechanism to get rid of it without him, we're of all men most foolish. Imagine this man, that being his mission. Huh? We won't get rid of this stuff. The king will when he comes. He's going to set all things right. Thank you, Lord. But we're traveling down the wrong road if we pick up a cause like that. Shabazz's crucial mission, working toward a future free from persecution and violence for everyone. That's not even... praise the Lord. Imaginable. You know that. Hallelujah. There is freedom from it already. It's going to go on, but we can be free from it. Y'all know that? Sin still goes on, but we're no longer under the bondage of it. Why? We've been set free. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So we've been brought into liberty. But there's a stern admonition. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Now, the reason that's written is because there's many motions that pull you away from the liberty so that you'll be in bondage again. Of course, they'll promise you liberty, but you'll end up in bondage because the ones that's calling you to liberty, they are themselves in bondage. Come on out from them overcomers down there. You know, they're going to rule over you and take all your money. You know they talk like that. And they're going to expect you to be obedient. Sometimes you talk like that. Hey, praise the Lord. See how you can be influenced? And when you talk like that and they talk like that, there's a bond in there. Y'all draw each other. Thank you, Lord. So this book, it's written, it's a book done as a cartoon book. And they say there's many books done that way now, even though it talks about, you know, subjects that are meaningful, they're done in cartoon form. Some of the tracts you see are like that. It says here, ultimately, the book is about Shabbos. But it's also about how do people of faith do everything they can to ensure that people don't have to live their life, don't have to live in fear of violence or discrimination for what they believe. That's an exercise in futility. Are you talking to your members of Congress, your senator? Are you praying and working with your own faith community to advocate for respect for this God-given fundamental right? Only God-given folk are going to respect God's fundamentals. We have trouble. How are we going to lay it on the world? Burden that we don't want to carry. Y'all have respect for God's fundamental proclamations, his truth? Thank you, Lord. Again, I'm going to get to what it says the ultimate goal is. The ultimate goal is that people don't have to live in fear of discrimination or violence for how they pray or what they believe. That's why we live. So for Christ we live or Christ we die. We don't care what they do. This is true liberty. This is a deception here. We can do something outwardly, something through politics, or organizations, and, you know, we can alleviate all the suffering and all the discrimination that goes with being a Christian. As long as there are men, there'll be discrimination, not only against Christianity, against everything. Thank you, Lord. And it's going to be a generational long effort. Because the reality of religious persecution is so widespread. Well, that's true. Impacting Christians and every faith community somewhere. Of course, they not only fight for the rights of the Christians, they fight for the rights of, the jihadists and all the other groups. Muslims or, thank you, Lord. What's the group that have many gods? Hindus. They said, now, it's not right that you persecute folk because of their belief. Thank you, Lord. They call it an ultimate goal. Doomed to fail, then. The last thing I'm going to read, it says, the assassination of Shabazz Bhatti served as a wake-up call to the whole world. The world has never gotten, will not ever get a wake-up call. What the world will get is damnation. They won't get a wake-up call. No, no. No matter what it is, it does not serve to move the world closer to receiving the precepts of Jesus Christ. I don't care what it is. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It serves as a stark reminder of the injustices that can plague society. It says, if we remain silent, it does not matter. These things plague society because of men. Well, made in the image of God. Well, that's how Adam was made, but he failed. And all men after him was what? Not in the image of God. No, no, no. As a bunch redeemed to be conformed to them. But all men after Adam were not in the image of God, or made in this likeness and sense of flesh. We're not in God's image. That's what the good work is. Y'all know that there's a good work that God has begun, and we believe that he that had begun the good work will perform it. And the good work is conforming us to the very image of Jesus Christ. If every man's in the image of Jesus Christ, then we won't have any wars and fightings and all of that stuff. And once we are into that image, there won't be any. Hallelujah. But for us to think is we as men can do it in some fleshly, carnal way, that's a deception. We think ourselves to be something, though. They're going to eradicate all these injustices, all this persecution, all this discrimination. You know, folk that take up their cause, that's how they feel. They don't think they're wasting their time. So, they think if we speak up, then we can do away with the injustices that will plague society. His life and martyrdom have become catalysts for change, inspiring numerous humanitarians. Those are not Christians. Goes on to say, I believe firmly that his legacy will one day contribute to transforming Pakistan into a nation in which equality and justice prevail. See? You aren't going to buy off on that, huh? Yeah, God's kingdom, these things will prevail. Hallelujah. That's what the coming of Jesus is. Of course, we are in his kingdom. With the kingdom of in us, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. So once we see the flavor of something, you don't need to look into it. No, as Richard said, I'm not going to look into those things. It will just be a distraction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So the Church of Jesus Christ, there's glory in it, but it's not as the glamour of the world. No, we glory in tribulation. I see. That's what the word says. No, we glory in tribulation also. Hallelujah. In truth, the way of righteousness is the way of suffering and shame. A rejection of the world accompanied with persecution. That's the truth. Hallelujah. So when people speak to you of church of righteousness, if this element in there, there's no need, isn't there, you don't need to talk to them. I mean, that's why we can discern. We don't have to open up everything, go down every path. I've gone down enough. How about you? Yeah, we can just believe God that tells us where the path takes us, away from the truth, away from steadfastness. Hallelujah. Our fight involves avoiding and renouncing heresy and apostasy. You know, the world is full of heresy and apostasy. Hallelujah. It involves holding fast our profession without wavering, for faithful is he that calleth you. The Christian involves forsaking all things. Really? Listen to it. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss. All things but loss. What does that mean, forsaking all things? Doubtless, I count all things but loss. What did I get for that? The excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. See? When you talk to folk and you don't discern this in it, then you don't need to listen to it. Huh? And when you talk like that, you don't need to listen to yourself. You need to say, shut up. Yeah, don't say that. Put a bridle on that thing. Oh, you know, people that come to the fallacy or the delusion or heresy that they've been done wrong or somehow they've been deprived, nothing good is going to follow that. Don't tell me a lie. I've never felt like you are a liar. That's what got a lot of your movements. You feel like somebody's done you wrong. You've been deprived of something. Y'all come out from them overcomers. They deprive you of your liberty. You can't go to town. And y'all, some of you fall for it. Huh? Some of you fall for it. You can't go get ice cream anytime you want to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, those are not liberties. Hallelujah. You know, the world can go get ice cream when they want to, but that's not liberty. No. Hallelujah. So, suffering the loss of all things is crucial. It's part of our life. And whatever doctrine that does not have that in it, no good. It's not sound. It's heresy. All right? Thank you, Lord. So we have to deal with many of them, because many of them, you know, we just bring them in and grandfather them. You know how we do. Paul said that I may win Christ and be found in him, because he's in me. Huh? Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness through the faith of Christ, the righteousness of God by faith. You all can't get excited about having God's own righteousness. Y'all know you are the righteousness of God. You won't measure up to the Republicans, but you're right in God's eyesight. You won't even measure up to the righteousness of your kinfolk. But we stand complete in him. God said they are right. Blameless. Without offense. Hallelujah. But some would rather have the other. You know. Come on. They want to be right in the sight of their kinfolk. Then you're not right with God. Now somebody would say, well, my God, he's got something about these kinfolk. It's just the number one weight. All right? But they really won't draw you away. It's your own lust. Understand? All right? Thank you, Lord. The righteousness of God. That is really something. Hallelujah. That means we can be confident anywhere and everywhere we go. Huh? We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to take back. Huh? Yeah, we are justified. Hallelujah. Freely. By his grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That I might know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. See? Being made conformable to his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So we lay down our lives daily, take up our cross, and we follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Every eye shall see him. Also they that pierced him. All kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. There was some a group out there at Oklahoma, and they were a little bit different. Once they decided to write the Bible or rearrange it so that it was in chronological order. You remember who that was, Kurt? No. Praise the Lord. Kurt, you don't remember? Where's Christian? Anyway, you know, they were a little bit different, but I didn't necessarily, you know, find any righteousness, or I saw it to be a diversion, distraction. And the reason I say that, the Bible's in chronological order because it says in the beginning, you turn to the end, it says amen. Amen. Huh? What? It says in the beginning was the word, in the end, and it says, I'm he who was and is and is to come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, people like to take the Bible and fix it up to their own image. That's how men like to do. You know, the Japanese don't depict Jesus Christ as some do. No, he's made in the likeness of the Japanese or the Chinese. If we aren't careful, when we make him up, he's made into our likeness. That's heresy. Hallelujah. What's the truth? Well, he makes us into his likeness. That's the purpose. Not for us to conform him to our image, but to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God, the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Kurt was trying to tell me about small town community mindset. I know. I was raised up in one. And Kurt said it right. Everybody's in everybody's business. Sort of like here, huh? If they don't know, they make it up. Y'all don't know that. Hey, don't be a part of that. Just say, man, that's none of my business. I'm determined not to know. Huh? All I want to know is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. Where are them people going in the evening when they get car keys after 6:30? Huh? Hey, where'd they go? Hallelujah. How do they get car keys? Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That sounds like the beginning. I mean, of the book. How else could you tell it? God has no beginning. It talks about the beginning of the creation of God, which is the word, Jesus Christ, the beginning of the creation of God. And everything that God made was made by Jesus Christ. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light. And that life was the light of the world. The light shineth in the darkness. And the darkness comprehendeth it not. Came into his own, brothers and sisters. His own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become, or right, inalienable, to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And we're not those that draw back into perdition, but we believe unto the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And behold, I come quickly, saith the Lord, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The preacher said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment. And he will. Hallelujah. No need to fret yourself because of the evildoers. Whether they be Democrats or Republicans or liberals. Don't fret yourself. As we have nothing to do with that. That's their business. We serve the Lord Christ. God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Again, they might have right to the truth. Congress don't preserve this for us. See what I mean? Hallelujah. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right. As many as received him, to them gave he power. This is from God. No man can take it. The things that God has given us, they can't be taken from us. Thank you, Lord. No need for us to politic. Thank you, Lord. That can be a great distraction. I know how Brother Steer many times used things that happened in politics or things that the world were doing to show things that were happening in the Bible. That's good if you can do it. Most people can't do it. Most people, whenever they get into that, they move away from the truth. They move away from God's purpose. Right now, on the Overcomer, help me talk right this morning, Lord. Email. Last time at Overcomer. Last time at overcomerministry.org. A lot of the things we receive is forwarded to us by somebody who's watching all these things in politics and so-and-so did that, and mostly I delete them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed are they that do his commandments. They may have right to the tree of life. And may enter in through the gates into the city, it says, without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters. And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride said, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth these words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in the book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The last word is amen. End of the book of Revelation. End of the New Testament. End of the Holy Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh. How much do we hear about the coming of the Lord in the book? Behold, the Lord cometh. That's the promise we're waiting for. The promise of the Spirit we have. Y'all haven't received the Spirit? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, there's another promise. Hallelujah. He's faithful in all of his promises. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all of their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Thank you, Lord. To have respect of persons is not good. For that, for a piece of bread, that man will transgress. Hallelujah. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. Thank you, Lord. He that rebuketh a man afterward shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, there coming also a man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit thou under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are you become judges of evil thoughts? Hallelujah. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Had not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. Amen. But if ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. Whosoever should keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Hallelujah. For he that said, do not commit adultery, and said also, do not kill. If thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye and so do, as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. The law of liberty. It's a law of liberty. Look into this perfect law of liberty. See your picture in there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the young rich ruler who maintained that he'd kept the law had not done it. Because you fell in one point. You fell. That's why no one's going to keep it. Because there's only one that did that. We can attain, but not with our own righteousness. We can do it with his righteousness. Hallelujah. Dressed in his righteousness alone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, since we've already started, we'll never work our way in because we've already failed. You know? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we were all born in sin. We broke the law then, huh? Just by showing up. Oh, thank you, Lord. So speak ye and so do, as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has shewed no mercy. Woo! And mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Amen. Have mercy on me, Lord. Amen. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. To the other, he'll say, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Come ye blessed of the Lord, for I was an hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw thee, we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick in prison, sick or in prison and came unto thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. All right. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. Above all, have fervent charity among yourself, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Now, do understand the fight that we're in. All right. We're called to battle. We have a captain. All right. One that has chosen us. So he orders the battle. He equips us with the weapons that we need. They're mighty through God. Very effective. Nothing can be done against them. Yet assures us of the victory. Huh? Aren't we in a good place? Now, all these other things, these deceptions, these apostasies and heresies, they'll move you away. My admonition is that we learn to discern, that we don't have to go through the whole book. You know what I'm saying? We can say, oh, that's not for me. That's my admonition. Because the whole world is full of this stuff. Especially your kinfolk. Okay? Our pastor, you always say that, then it must be true. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, why do you? Because they come to you in the way of peace. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And they end up, dealing out some of this stuff here. You know, like we got to do a wake-up call for somebody. You hear that a lot. Some people hear Brother Steer and they think it's their mission to go out and wake up everybody. No, it's so that they can live soberly, righteously, and godly. So that they can set their face towards you. So that they can seek the kingdom. Huh? Hallelujah. But of course, it puffs us up. Oh, I got to go tell everybody about it. So you know, they don't want to hear. Especially if you don't want to hear. If you want to convince somebody, come on, make sure you be found so doing. You want to convince the Savior that you've been faithful, you better be found so doing. Huh? Don't be out lollygagging with the kinfolk when the king comes. Y'all hear me preaching this morning? You want to convince the Savior, you better be found so doing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor Rice, you get excited. I thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. I've always gotten excited, but not about the right thing. Yeah, you too. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Yeah, so I'm going to put this in the garbage. I just, use it for edification. Just like the call you will hear this morning, if Kurt gets it put on. I told Bakia, I said, send it over, let Paul put it up front so we can hear it. And it's someone speaking in defense of Catholic Church. We know it's garbage. Yeah, we stand in defense of the gospel. Hallelujah. We buy the truth and sell it not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We put our hand to the plow. We don't look back. If we do, we won't fit into the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, whatever you hear this morning, you'll have to hear it by the Spirit. All right? Now, God has equipped you. The rest is up to you. All right? He's given you eyes to see, ears to hear. The rest is up to you. All right? Don't just say, well, I'm here, you know, and God is God. Well, you better be obedient. All right? Then you'll eat the good of the land. Praise the Lord. We're going to pick strawberries this morning. Don't y'all find something else to do now? Not before strawberry. We're also going to do some tomatoes, right? All right, so we need someone to help. What are we going to do? Core them and get out the bad spots and quarter them?
Not quarter.
Keep them whole. Just take the core out in the bad spots. That's pretty simple. Charlene, you can do that. Yeah, brother, you can do it. Huh? We're all able. Absolutely. God made us so. You're able, Teresa. Praise the Lord. You're doing a good job here. Hopefully you aren't messing up the brother's laundry, are you? Tell him how she's doing, man. James, how's she doing? Good, good. They gave you a good report. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Keep up the good work then. Lord will reward you according to your works. Praise the Lord, saints. Y'all didn't get any ice cream yesterday, did you? I told you, brother. We're going to have ice cream right here. Tomorrow. Morgan. All right. Lord bless you, saints. Be steadfast. Fight the good fight. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Oh, prayer. Brother, men ought to always pray. Brother, we'll let you pray, okay? Better than ice cream.
Oh, thank you, Lord, again for this day, the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm thankful this day, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given us a pastor to give us the word that you would have us to have each and every day, the manna, the daily bread, Lord. It is a convicting spirit that he preaches in, Lord, and he exhorts us and edifies us and encourages us. And Lord, I just thank you for your word and your spirit and truth. Let us always cling to that truth. And, oh, God, I need you more this day than I did yesterday, and I'll need you a whole lot more tomorrow, Lord. I just ask your continual blessing upon this land, upon the people. Give us that peace and contentment that only you can give. That your name be glorified in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. Let it be so, Lord. Amen. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.